In the name of Jesus. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. Dear brothers and sisters, beloved household of our Lord Jesus Christ, is it just me? I mean, it could just be me. But doesn't it seem, at least, that the world has become an especially fractured, contentious, and conflicted place of late? The world, our nation, especially after this most recent national election of ours, our nation, our church, our families, ourselves. Fractured, contentious, conflicted, chaotic, not just in places like the Middle East, mind you, but everywhere you go. Is it just me? Out there, ever and always, there is the fray, the conflict, the battle. And what comes with it all? What comes with it all too easily? The temptation either to join in without really asking the question, why am I joining in? All too natural is this response. Far too satisfying, actually, can the response and the consequence be, for all of the wrong reasons, actually. I mean, who doesn't enjoy once in a while a good fight? A good opportunity to lash out, to fight back, to respond in kind. So, great is the temptation either to join in with reckless abandon, or, alternatively, perhaps, to respond with indifference, both to the issue or issues at hand and to those affected by it all. Whether adversary or friend, whether weak or strong, whether vulnerable and struggling or not. Is it just me? Can't we all just... Oh, he's not going to say it, is it? You know, can't we all just get along? Well, the answer, of course, is no. But why? Why exactly? Because the goal, because the point to life lived in the present evil age is not the cessation of all conflict, not as long as sin, death, and the devil remain. Veritable warriors are you and I. Christian soldiers are we, marching as to war. The point is not the cessation of all conflict. The point instead is to know what's worth fighting for. What, when, why, how. The point is to know what's genuinely at stake in it all. The point is to know also who is at stake. For only that conflict and only those casualties that Christ himself is willing to countenance in all of this, may his embattled saints also countenance. Necessarily measured, necessarily informed, therefore, must our part in the conflict be. For none of us lives to himself, declares St. Paul, and none of us dies to himself. For that which is at stake is Christ, is the kingdom, and its citizens, those all too easily made casualties in all of this. So important are the stakes, in fact, that even the liberty of the individual believer under Christ is not to be invoked if the result is behavior bringing offense to the weak, causing some to stumble or even to fall. Destroy not thereby the work of God, warns the apostle. Destroy not the one for whom Christ died. He whom Christ has freed from the law is free indeed. But great is the offense of the one who, in the guise of his freedom, makes another stumble by what he does. To care for the other, especially the weak, especially the failing, this is our charge. Not to stand in judgment, not to despise, not to please ourselves. For all shall stand before the judgment seat of God, declares the apostle, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. May the God of the endurance and encouragement of the weary, the poor, the discouraged, and the hungry. May the God whose veritable household you are and whose table now beckons, the table of our oneness, the table of the peace that passes all understanding in the midst of this fray. May he grant you to live thereby in such harmony with one another, in accord with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.